This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the 117th Congress gets underway today, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. Pelosi is the first woman in U.S. history to serve as House Speaker, and she has signaled that this would be her final term as Speaker and possibly her last term in the chamber. She is 80 years old. To assume the role of House Speaker, a member must receive 50% of the vote plus one. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, lawmakers must vote in person this new Congress. And American closed the door on the 116th Congress, which managed a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of the president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. Looking to the week ahead in U.S. politics, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, over 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 for President-elect Joe Biden and 232 for incumbent President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration of the president on January 20th. India authorizes the emergency use of two vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca Oxford and the other by a local pharmaceutical firm, Bharat Biotech, paving the way for one of the world's biggest inoculation drives in that country of 1.3 billion.